Chapter 8. About halfway through dinner, they heard the downstairs door close and Angel was coming up the stairs. Celeste was happy that she had set a place at the table. Angel reached the top of the stairs, still carrying her books. She looked a little angry. "Come in and sit," said Celeste. "I set a place for you." Angel put her bag down on the island counter that led into the kitchen. "If you wanted to eat with me, you would have waited. I'm not hungry now." "Come and sit anyway," said Ron. "Maybe the sight and smell of the food will make you hungry." Angel sullenly sat in front of the empty plate. She watched them eating with a half look of disgust on her face. "How was school?" said Ron. "It was okay. Listen, I want to move out to the barn. I think we'll all be happier if I stay out there. I'll be happier anyway." Celeste stopped eating. "There isn't even running water out there." "I can come in here, and I can get a little apartment-sized refrigerator and use the bathroom downstairs." "I don't think that the barn is a place to live," said Celeste. "You have a room upstairs with the most beautiful cross breeze and a great view with plenty of light." "I feel like I'm right on top of you. The barn has its own driveway, and the office out there has heat and air conditioning and a carpet." "Won't you feel very alone out there?" said Celeste. "That's the point," said Angel. Ron looked up and studied her face. Those eyes still had a searchlight quality. She had become a pretty young woman. Her hair was thick and lustrous and long and gave her an almost wildish look. Ron thought that was surely appropriate. She turned her eyes on him. "What do you think, Dad?" "I don't think that it's a terrible idea. We would have to do some things, like make sure the heat works and make sure there are no holes. This is the country. Where there are holes, you will find mice." A horrified look crossed Celeste's face. "She can't live with mice." "I think we need to do some things, but it's doable, and if it's what she wants." "I can't see my daughter living in a barn." Celeste sounded resolute. Ron would let it drop. Angel would not. "If I go out there and make sure it's all cleared out, and Dad says it's okay, I want to do it." Ron quietly thought that he would have loved a place like that when he was in college. But he would not say that. He would not contradict her in front of Angel. That had been their agreement. She knew that Ron had a soft spot for the idea, and in her mind, that meant it was already done. "I'm going to go out there and look around now." Angel rose from the table and grabbed her bag and started out the side door. "You know where the lights are, don't you?" called Ron. "Inside the back door on the left," said Angel quickly. After she went to look, Celeste said, "You do realize that we will never know if she is here or not and who is there, right?" She was not smiling. "She wants some privacy, Sel. This could be a really good thing. It will keep her happy here with us, where we know that she's safe. How often have we worried about where she is and whether or not she was safe?" Ron stood up, brought his dish to the sink. Celeste followed with her dish, and they cleaned the table, rinsed the dishes, and loaded them into the dishwasher together. Celeste said, "I want you to go out there and have a really good look around. She won't like it if I do it, but if Dad says it's okay." Ron finished washing the dishes, and when he turned, Celeste saw the front of his overalls were wet from the sink. Forgotten to button the fly. He was sticking right out. He looked ridiculously adorable. "You'd better button that thing up before she gets back." She pointed at his crotch. Ron looked down and blushed brightly. He put his naked penis back into his pants and button them up. Oh, Jesus. I had no idea they had that opening. He fumbled as he closed the buttons. You go and look, and I'm going upstairs to get out of these clothes and take a shower. Ron looked disappointed. Okay, I'll go and look. Celeste gave him a little grin. I'll be waiting for you.